My disclosure is that I am an employee of the National Association of School Nurses, so I do receive a salary from that group, and this work that I'm going to be presenting was part of my work as an employee at the National Association of School Nurses. So my session is called Measuring Nurse Sensitive Outcomes for School Nursing Practice. And this work is a result of the National Association of School Nurses identifying research priorities. And two of the research priorities that this work is related to are they want to identify school nurse delivery models. So they want to look at what school nurse workloads are appropriate for the outcomes that we want to achieve in children. So we're looking at not only outcome critical indicators, but also the credentials of the school nurse, the experience of the school nurse that are required for quality nursing care, and that we need to identify and measure the outcomes that are expected as a result of school nursing care. Right now, we're kind of in a quandary because we want to be able to give expert advice on what the school nurse ratio should be, but we don't have that many studies that look at what the difference is that you get between a workload of 1 to almost 5,000, which if you picked up the ruler in the back of the room is what the ratio is for the state of Michigan, compared to the lowest ratio, which is in the 200s for the state of Vermont. So we want to be able to say what kind of outcomes you get when you have a better staffing ratio and how much is enough. So these are the recommended caseloads that are based on expert opinion by the National Association of School Nurses and also endorsed by the Center for Disease Control. And that's 1 to 750 for well students, 1 to 125 for students with chronic conditions, 1 to 125 for students with complex conditions, and one-on-one as needed for students with multiple disabilities. And one of the examples I like to give is in my last school that I worked in, I served two students on ventilators, one who came to school every day and one who was on home care still. So the only study that we know of that looked at ratios per se was a case study by Dr. Pat Cooper in Macomb, Mississippi, and his work actually recommended a ratio of one nurse to 300 students in high poverty schools and one nurse to 400 students in the average school. So if you calculate what the school nurse ratio should be for a high school of 1,500 students, 150 of whom have a chronic condition, 10 have a medically fragile condition, and 2 on ventilators, you would turn out to, with this formula, require 5.28 registered nurses. And we're pretty sure that there's not a high school in this country that would agree with that. And even if they did, they certainly wouldn't staff at that level. So we really need to find out, when you have that kind of a mix, what would the appropriate staffing ratio be? This is the ruler that's in the back of the room. And what we do know is that the ratios vary significantly from state to state. So we think that through working through identifying sensitive outcomes for students, we think that this might be what we might find with a ratio that a school district may be more open to. The same student acuity level, but yet you may end up recommending 2 RNs, a part-time LPN, and a clerk, and still end up with the same quality of care. So that we know that there's many influences on student outcomes that are outside of the nurse's control: poverty, school climate, the system, school system leadership, parenting issues within the school, and the breadth and quality of community health services. We know that students in rural areas don't have the support services in the community that students in the inner city have. So what is a nursing sensitive outcome indicator? And those are indicators that are specific to nursing and differ from medical indicators of quality of care. And they're the ones that are most influenced by the nurse's care. So we need to identify what factors are sensitive to nursing care over and above the effect of family, community, and are sensitive to the quality and the quantity of school nursing interventions. Okay, so we know in the acute care community, they've identified outcome measures that they have been able to base their school or their nurse workload on. So they found that patient falls, decubitized, infected central lines, failure to rescue, readmissions, and pain assessment are all dependent on having the adequate number of nurses on staff. And what they found is that the sweet spot for acute care nursing on a med-surg floor is between 4 and 5 patients per registered nurse. So when you have fewer nurses, you don't get any increased benefit on those outcome measures. So if you have a 3-to-1 ratio or a 2-to-1 ratio on a med-surg floor, you're still going to get the same outcomes for falls, decubiti, infected central lines. But as you go up in the workload from 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, the quality of care decreases and those outcomes are reduced significantly. So what we're trying to do is to find that sweet spot in school nursing ratios. What's the range of the maximum number of students a nurse should serve given a particular environment that they're working in? And so what we did at the National Association of School Nurses was take a group of content experts and come up with what they believed, and most of the nurses were nurses working in schools, not educators or nurses supervising school nurses, but nurses who actually work in school, and they came up with a very long list of items that they felt would be sensitive to school nursing care. I'm not going to read all of them. The PowerPoint is available through the downloads on the APHA website, and in addition, the number of slides that I uploaded are longer than the number that I'm presenting today. So you'll see not only outcome measures, but the structure and the process measures that those nurses came up with. So I'm just going to flip through these just to let you know that we are looking at quite a few different outcome measures for this subspecialty. So one of the things that you want to do when you're looking at an adequate outcome measure is you need to look at 4 criteria, and these are the criteria that have been identified by the National Quality Forum. So for each outcome measure, you want to look at whether or not it's important, whether or not it's scientifically acceptable, whether it's usable, does the general public know what it means, and can we feasibly collect that information? So I'm just going to, so the importance is, does it have a high impact? Are we going to be able to tell a gap between good, high quality nursing care and nurses who deliver low quality nursing care? If everybody's delivering the same, then there's no variability and there's nothing to measure. And that there's a process outcome link that's supported by the nursing literature. The scientific acceptability reflects whether or not you can consistently measure it and that it's a reliable measure across patient or student populations. The typical type of criteria that you're using when you're looking at variables, other variables in research. Usability is whether or not the public understands that variable. And then feasibility, one of the other goals of the National Association of School Nurses is to get as many nurses as possible using electronic health records. Right now, 69% of our membership report using some level of electronic health record, and 49% are using comprehensive electronic health records. So just to give you an example of outcome criteria that we would be using, you would look at attendance, and one would think that this would be relatively easy to measure. So how important do you think attendance is? It's pretty important. We do think that children being at school, it's important for both their health and their educational outcomes. Scientific acceptability. Is there a reliable way to measure attendance? What do you think? Actually, it's very unreliable. even within the same school district, they will measure whether or not a child has been at school differently. So in some school districts, if they're there for the first hour, they're counted as being present. In other school districts, they have to be there beyond 11 a.m. or some time that they've set. And then in other school districts, if they've done work at home or while they're on their safari in Africa, they're counted as being in attendance. So we have found that attendance is a very unreliable measure, and one of our goals is to try to get at least certain large groups of schools to define attendance in the exact same way so that we can measure attendance as an outcome. Usability is great. Most of the public thinks they know what attendance means when we talk about it. And feasibility, one thing that we found is that only about 15% of schools actually record why a child is not at school. So we would like more specificity with that. So these are some of the groups that are measuring school nurse sensitive outcomes, even if they don't know it. AHRQ has identified pediatric, both acute care and prevention outcomes. The National Quality Forum has received comments from the National Association of School Nurses on measures that they agree are sensitive to school nurse care. NDNQI, Susan, Aaron, myself, and another researcher, Katie Johnson from the state of Washington, are presenting at NDNQI this year, the National Database of Nursing Quality Indicators, on this topic. And this is a first. This is the first time they've accepted anybody bringing in information from a community group. I've submitted 3 years in a row, and I finally got accepted. The state school nurse consultants are working on a uniform data set, and the National Children's Medical Center, who manages school nursing services in the District of Columbia, are taking part in this work. These are some partnerships that we're working with who are they're looking to use some of these outcome indicators. I mentioned D.C., Delaware, and North Carolina mostly because they have very robust data collection systems, and we look forward to working with them with the amount of data that they already collect. All right.